Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And if you want to ask a question, here's how you do it. It's real easy. Ask Jim at jbsba.com. Ask Jim at jbsba.com. Check it out if you want to ask a question of me or either one of my guests. Josh Costell is our guest and our new friend. Josh founded Applying Knowledge Systems, which is a consulting and training firm for sales professionals. He is the author of the new book, The Science of Sales Success, The Cure for the Common Sales Call. He's our new friend. Josh, welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me here.
It's good to have you here. Josh, my audience knows what a nut I am about, well, I guess a lot of things, but mostly about the importance of salesmanship, making sure we train our people. And, you know, the typical model most small business owners have for getting a salesperson into the field is to make sure their name is spelled right on the sales on the business card that says sales representative. That's about as much detail as they go into, and more is the pity, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
I said, and more is the pity because what they think is that they, if they can hire somebody who is glib and, you know, is hell fellow well met and, you know, has a cool come across, that all they got to do is show them which colors go with which delivery dates, and, you know, which products are the ones that make us the most money, and pop them on the butt and put them into the field. And they really think selling is an art, don't they?
Absolutely, and that's one of the big challenges, is that if people consider selling an art, it means that you can't duplicate success on a planned basis. And the key, when I worked for both small and large corporations, I was a former national sales manager of a Fortune 500 company, is that you wanted to be able to duplicate success on a planned basis using a scientific approach. And what we mean by that, no tricks, no gimmicks. And one of the best ways to tell how you're training your people is if you had your customer sitting in on a book, on a training that they attended, or if you gave the customer a sales book that you gave them to read, would you be embarrassed by anything that was in it?
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge is that the importance of turning, you know, if someone said to you, would you rather have sales be an art or a science, I think everyone would choose science because it means that it has a predictable outcome, like I mentioned.
I like to think of it like a golf swing. You know, if you're going to be the best golfer in the world, you've got to have a predictable, repeatable, almost machine-like swing, don't you?
Yes. And
same thing with sales. If you're going to be the best salesperson in the world, you've got to have a predictable, repeatable way to take your product to the marketplace and get it in front of. And the customers are sort of like the golf courses, aren't they, Josh? I mean,
yeah.
The golf courses are all different. You have to adjust your swing on the golf course to that golf course, and it's the same thing with selling, isn't it?
That's a good way to look at it, Jim. The challenge with any system is that it has to be structured enough to duplicate success and avoid failure, but be flexible enough where it can accommodate different styles and different personalities of both the salesperson and the customer. And one of the things is that when you take, again, a scientific approach, and we'll get into that, I'm sure, is that you're working with someone that says, here is the outcome, the measurable outcome you want to get to. Mm-hmm. And that way, you know, I always like to say sales training and sales techniques and sales processes, they're like diet plans. You know, everyone has great claims. And what I try to tell the people that read my book or the people that I've trained over the years is, use whatever method you think is best, but you got to be willing to get on the scale to see what the results are.
Right. Yeah, you got to measure it. You got to measure it at some point in time, don't you?
Absolutely. And sales has been probably the last business discipline that said, let me stay in the gray area, that mm-hmm. it's not measurable, that what I do is an art, that you can't compare me to anyone else because they have different customers and different territories and different products. And what, you know, and the point that we make in the book is that the outcome for a sale is almost 90% predetermined before you even walk in and meet with the customer. There's factors that will influence that outcome, and the key is, can you as a salesperson make those factors visible known to both you and the customer? And we'll talk about what some of those are, I'm sure.
Well, you know, Josh, the thing is there are people out there listening who are saying, wait a minute, guys, you're taking all the fun out of selling. Folks, we're not saying you can't take the mechanics, the science, the repeatable elements of the fundamentals of selling. We're not saying you can't take those things and then be artistic and then artistically deliver those things. We're not saying you can't do that, are we, Josh?
No, what you want to do, Jim, is you want to make your professional bonds with an organization as strong as your personal bonds are with individual contacts.
All right, tell us what you mean by that.
Okay. What I mean by that is it's one thing, you know, everyone says, and I agree, that the height of selling, the pinnacle of it, is called relationship selling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard that, and everyone mm-hmm. says, well, you know, I have to develop a relationship. And the challenge with that, and one of the things that we rebelled at when we were thinking about relationship selling, for lack of a better word, is that if you really think about relationship selling, it's a function of time. What you hope is that you meet the customer's expectations over a period of time and you build trust. And if you do that, you know, that you're going to win over their confidence. But yet the challenge with relationship selling is indeed the very fact that it is a function of time, that you have to wait in line. Mm-hmm. And the key that taking a scientific approach is, how do you make new customers act like long-term customers in a matter of weeks or days, not months or years? Mm-hmm. And one of the ways to do that is to make value measurable. In other words, what are the goals that the customers are trying to achieve? What are the measurable benefits that they're trying to achieve?
Josh, hold on to that thought. I'm glad you mentioned value just as we went to the break, because, folks, this is an area that I really want to get into when we come back. I'm going to get Josh to explain to us how to build value in the relationship between you and your customers, and this is a very important element of successful selling. The book is called The Science of Sales Success. The author is Josh Costell, and we will be right back after these messages, 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is jbsba.com. And the website, if you want to ask a question, is askjim@jbsba.com. Josh Costell is our guest. Let me spell his last name for you, because I know you're going to want to type this into the search engines looking for his book. It's Costell. And the book is called The Science of Sales Success, The Cure for the Common Sales Call, A Proven System for High Profit Repeatable Results. That's the key, is repeatable. Josh, any particular place you want to send us for your book?
Probably Amazon.com is where you get the most value right now.
Okay, what about your own website?
My website is MeasureMax, MeasureMax.com.
And what
MeasureMax,
what do we find when we get there, Josh?
Okay, I'm sorry?
What do we find when we get there?
When you go there, you'll find different templates about different tools to use that you can actually have a plug-and-play format. So regardless of what business you're in, it will help you reanalyze your products and services in terms of the value that they provide your customers. It also gives you a market profile template that will help you look at your different customers that you target and help you reevaluate what are their goals, what's the value they receive from achieving their goals, mm-hmm. and probably most important, because, Jim, this is where the sale is won and lost, how do customers measure the value they receive from achieving their goals? In other words, is it low, you know, to, when something becomes a commodity, the easiest two measurements that customers use is low price or delivery.
Right.
And the challenge is to look at how do you offset that with what are the different goals that they want to achieve. In other words, if a customer wants to achieve reduce downtime, then one of the things you need to help the customer understand is what are the different ways you can measure downtime. Is it dollar per hour? Is it mean time between failure? And then what's the dollar value of achieving those of that goal? And then you use that value to offset, you know, the price or delivery considerations.
Right, absolutely. Well, one of the things that you've got to do if you're going to build value, and this is critical for small business owners, and you talk about this in your book, and that's the importance of decommoditizing our products and services. If we can't deliver products and services that are not seen as commodities by our customers, we will not be successful, I believe.
Absolutely. And the way that you do that, Jim, and being a small business owner myself, where we invented a product that we were fortunate enough was sold worldwide, is that you have to do niche marketing. You have to become an expert where the Goliaths aren't. I mean, one of the perfect examples, I always like to think of WD-40.
Right.
They make one product and they dominate.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Or when you think about talking about niche marketing. Niche marketing means, that's a nice MBA word, but the
right.
fact of the matter is, niche marketing means what goals does a customer want to achieve that will marry up to a unique strength that you have to offer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is something that you do that no one else does? And with a small business especially, you might not have the unique strength at the product level, or the service level, but you'll have it at the organizational level. And what I mean by that, to give an example, Jim, is you might have a warranty policy that's better than larger competitors. You might have a paperwork requirement that's easier to use than competitors.
Or maybe you've taken a step that they previously had to perform themselves. You've taken that out of this equation, and either you're doing it for them or you found a way to eliminate it.
Right. Exactly. You know, that's how you decommoditize it. The other way that you decommoditize it is you decommoditize it by becoming a customer expert, not a product
mm-hmm.
expert.
That's one of the most important things that any salesperson, if you're going to be the most successful in selling, you've got to know as much about your customer's business as they know, don't you?
Right. And this is where the challenge comes, because the most important for any salesperson, large company, small, the most important question that you can ask the customer is, how do you know whether you achieved your goals or not? And the reason why most salespeople don't ask that question is because they don't know the answer if their customer says, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the rally killer of a sales call is two, what do you mean, what do I mean, questions in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ask the customer what are their goals and they go, well, what do you mean, and you go, well, what do you mean, what do I mean,
right.
You know, then what you do is you hope you haven't given them their card yet, and you tell them that you're from your competitor and get out of there real quick.
Yeah, I like that. Josh, I got about 20 seconds. Give us a last thought. What's your best thought?
My last thought is that understand your customers' goals. What are they trying to achieve? Why are they trying to achieve it? And what are the measurable benefits they get from achieving that goal? If you focus on that, you will be able to decommoditize your products and services and
right.
take anyone on.
Well done. Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Science of Sales Success, The Cure for
Thank
the
you,
Common
Jim.
Sales Call. Thanks, Josh. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Josh, have a great day.
Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. 29 after. We're going to be right back with our good friend Pia Arrhenius. She's with the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, and we're going to talk about how immigration is affecting the marketplace and how it's going to be affecting the marketplace in the future. Stay with us. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.